Mornings. TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
For America has sown the seed of revival into the nations of the earth. Now comes a time of harvest for America! Its power is alive! Its fire is real! Miracles, signs, and wonders are the result of the power of the Holy Ghost!
Hi, I'm Dawn with Sunkissed Charters. Come and sail with us on a 37-foot endeavor out in the Gulf of Mexico. Up to six people, $100 an hour, three-hour minimum. You can split it between each other. Pet-friendly, bring your own food, drinks, restrooms on board. Make it a memory maker. Call 727-871-7788 or call 727-315-4936. SunkissedCharters.com. We'll see you out at the Gulf of Mexico. Russo's New York Style Pizza. We have some exciting news. Every Thursday at 8 p.m., we have open mic night for comics. Come out and try your comedy and enjoy some amazing food. Now, one of the winners will get $50 cash from the owner. And the address is 2233 Gulf to Bay Boulevard in Clearwater between Belcher and Gulf to Bay Boulevard in the Public Shopping Center. We'll see you there at Russo's New York Style Pizza every Thursday. Come a little early and sign up if you'd like to try open mic night at 7:30 p.m. It's a miracle. And Bobby, do you have the intro with the celebrities from that? And we're going to add that one on as well. It's a miracle.
I do.
Yes, it's my favorite because we're going to have them on. Kevin Sorbo very soon. And also one of the guys that was on the NSYNC or something.
All right. Hear that? That's five minutes, but yes.
Yeah, so take two.
Okay, here
we'll
go.
We'll be right back.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown for actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAN Talk Radio.
Sober here, and you're watching Dawn Reese Miracle Stories. So you better keep watching because I'm gonna be on it pretty darn soon. If you don't, I'm gonna go Hercules on you. Okay.
What's up, it's Joey Fatone, and you're listening to Dawn Reese with Miracle Stories. I know I have a bunch of miracle stories to tell everyone, so hopefully we'll get a chance to do that. But you're listening to it right now.
Yay! Hi, I'm Dawn Reese with Miracle Stories TV Network. I will bring you inspirational stories that will warm your heart and give you more faith in walking with God. Do you have a miracle story? Call 727-871-7788. You could be next to give your miracle story testimony. And if you want miracles to happen in your life, join us at beaminghope.org in Largo, an amazing church with real miracle stories. And we have Sunday service, Wednesday Bible study, women's fellowship, men's fellowship, and kids flip night. Get right with God and come to beaminghope.org and join me on Tuesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. I'll see you here with Miracle Stories. And I'm back. So this is a miracle story half hour, and I have some amazing pastors calling in. I know they're super busy. I have to tell you, let's play that intro again for that evangelist that's in town in Largo at 1100 110th Avenue North in Largo, Florida. And it's on from February 27th, which is 2 days ago, to March 4th at 6:45. It's called festivalofmiracles.com. I want to tell you, you want to be blessed. You want to have breakthroughs in your life. You want to have family members come to God. If you need healing in your body, if you need any type of spiritual, that you're getting spiritually attacked, I highly recommend to be there. And I've told my friends I'm on a spiritual vacation this week if I don't get back to you. And I want breakthroughs in our business. So let's go to that commercial. We'll be right back.
Come receive your miracle. February 27th through March 4th, Festival of Miracles is coming to Largo. Do not come alone. Bring the lost, the sick, the suffering. It's going to be 6 days of signs, wonders, miracles, and healings. Gates open at 6, service starts at 7. It's at Beaming Hope Church, 11000 110th Ave, North Largo, Florida, 33778. Do not forget, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
And we're back. And it's Ankit, I hope I said this right, Ram Babu from India. And I'll tell you, he's not a prophet. He's an evangelist. And watch out when he prays over you. And people had ears, Bobby, the other day that they couldn't hear. And he prayed over them and the ears popped open. They could hear. Wow. One girl, her name was Lisa, and she went to the LA convention and she ended up, she didn't have an eardrum and she couldn't hear. And he prayed over her. Not the first night she wasn't healed, but she was healed like the second or third. And there was God miraculously put an eardrum in her ear. Now she's traveling with them on the circuit and just giving people miracle stories. It's amazing. It's just amazing what you're seeing over there at beaminghope.org over there. Definitely highly recommend. If you have any other plans, I would say drop them and get over there. And I have a special guest calling in about 2 minutes. And the other thing too is Russo's New York Style Pizza. I'll tell you, that comedy night is amazing. James is putting it together. He has Stand Up for News after my show today, and it's free to come over about 7:30. Sign up if you would like to do comedy. You could win $50. And he even get my little bug to get up there when I went to comedy school back in the days and didn't graduate. And then I went to Pauly Shore's sister, the improv. So I've been doing clean comedy over there, and they have amazing food. There was a truffle something pizza is phenomenal. Their wings, their lemon pepper, their Italian food. So come and see a free show. Also on Tuesdays, they have a trivia night. Come over about 7:30, and it's amazing. Come bring your family, have fun, and win some gift certificates for food as well. I also want to talk about, we had a sunkisscharters.com. That's our sailing charter business. I want to tell you, we are having such a blast with people. We're taking them out on the Gulf of Mexico. Now get this, it's only $100 an hour, 3 hour minimum, up to six people. Right? So you can bring your own food, your own drinks. It's a very private charter. You know, Bobby, I had a guy that wanted to smoke his cigars and he's like, I love it. I want a glass of wine. You can do that. We have a restroom on board. It's all very cozy and beachy downstairs. And what a memory. We had six nurses on last week and they just had a blast. They said they want to come again.
I bet that was relaxing after a stressful week in the hospitals.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, with them working and they came on, they said, we definitely have to do this again. You can go to sunkisscharters.com and check us out, and 727-871-7788. If you'd like to hear the show later, go to Tantalk Radio Network on YouTube and watch all our amazing shows on Tantalk Radio. And some really fun things are happening. And I do want to tell you, I can tell you one of my miracle stories. You know, when I was about probably 18, I told my mother I felt like going to church for a week. And I can't explain it, but this service that this Festival of Miracles. That's why I told my friends I'm on a spiritual retreat. I'll get back to you in a week. But I feel like I'm being drawn like I did when I was 18. But here's the story. At the end of the week, something happened. And it's not like nothing's going to happen, of course. But I feel like this is breakthrough for business and life and families coming back to God. And I'm being drawn for this purpose. I was going down a country road. I was about 18 years old and I had my brother in the car. And we had a convertible light blue powder Mustang. It was amazing. And I was going down a country road after the week I went to church, the same route that I would take going to work. And these girls were going through a stop sign and I swerved my car at 65 miles an hour and I hit a telephone pole straight smack on. And the police and the paramedics came. They said, where are the bodies? And they looked at us. They could not believe we survived that. The police officer told me within minutes, if I did not roll up my window before this crash, I would have had barbed wire come and just rip my face apart because it ripped the whole top of the car. And I'll tell you, when you have that tugging in your heart and your spirit that says, you know, he got, like my Pastor Joe over at Beaming Hope, he said, if you don't have time for God, God does not have time for you. And it's just not every Sunday, but, you know, so I just want to give you my miracle story. And that car was on display for almost 3 weeks saying miracle story. They survived. And I see people, Bobby, at, you know, 5 miles an hour, 10 miles an hour that hit a telephone pole and they're dead on impact. Mm-hmm. So God has a purpose for me and I'm here. And just real quick story. I have a very amazing guest on in 1 minute. I was a flight attendant for a Learjet company. And all of a sudden, God in my spirit, when that Holy Spirit talks to you, listen. And I felt a drawing to go to broadcasting school. And I went to Rancho Santiago College in California for almost 7 years, 6.5 years, I almost say seven. And that week, I got a call from my boss and he said, I'm glad you're not on the G4. It crashed in Aspen. Nobody made it on the crew. So again, God saved my life and to give a purpose out there for other people. So I have more miracle stories. They're coming in March. Let me introduce to you who's on the air with me.
We have Randy.
Mr. Pastor Randy Hopper, thank you for calling in.
No, my pleasure.
Oh, it's amazing. You know, I'm getting up earlier. My name is Dawn. I'm not a morning person, but God is getting me up earlier. And your service that you have for morning prayer is just amazing. And you've been to Beaming Hope Church as well. Tell us about your ministry and how you got started.
Well, I've been in the ministry 21 years. And the name of the ministry is Connecting Your Vision. And it's about helping churches from administration. It's about helping people, and it's about getting souls saved. So we're a ministry that preaches the gospel, and then also we do a lot of administration work.
That's right. And you travel all around. You're on other TV networks as well.
I am. We're on many TV networks. We're on. We've traveled most parts of the world. We've helped over 50 churches, and we are all full-time. I have a staff of 7 people. And we hit the gospel every day that we hit the gospel.
Oh, that's amazing. You know, when I first met you, I've seen you at Beaming Hope, and it was in July. It was the week that my son passed away. He was 34 and died of a heart attack and sleep apnea, and that was devastating. But I felt get your butt up and get to church, and I was going to your service all week. And I'll tell you, when you looked at me, you said, when did he pass away? And I said, like 2 days ago. And you're like, wow. And then you prayed with me. And I'll tell you, from that point has gotten me through so much. Just from that service that you came to Beaming Hope. And I want to thank you.
Well, you know, we give God the glory. You know, if people, you know, what God is looking for, he's not looking for part-time people in the gospel. He's looking for people to love him just as much on Mondays as they do on Sunday. And if people would just walk out the word every day of the week and believe in the word every day of the week, you know, I don't believe in being defeated. I don't believe in struggling. I don't believe in the anxieties. I believe that when you put God in the center of your life of everything, God is going to be right there with you.
I agree. You know, even I'll tell you, Randy, Mr. Hopper, Pastor Hopper, I'm sorry. You know, when I was entering my shows from Hollywood Connections into the Christian Film Festival, it's called the International Christian Film Festival, which is truly amazing. All of a sudden this year, God said, stop the Hollywood and not send that in and send in your miracle stories. And I sent the one in with Ivan Tuttle that died and went to hell and heaven. And that interview was so powerful because that's how I got through my grieving process, was starting my miracle stories and finding out what people saw in heaven and what they experienced has been really a blessing. And if anybody's interested in seeing those are up on the Tantalk Radio Network under Miracle Stories, and check it out or text me and I'll send you those copies if anyone's going through what I went through. And but have you had any miracles in your life that you can share?
Oh, I have. I think we all have. As believers, I think we all can look back and go, you know, God's not done with you.
Right.
You know, God, you know, the Holy Spirit speaks to each and every one of us when you build up the relationship with him. And, you know, the Bible says if you acknowledge him in all your ways, he'll direct your path. And God has always directed my path when it comes to, you know, a lot of times things can happen and they don't happen because God intervened for it not to happen. And what that means is in 2 Kings chapter 6, 8 through 17, Elijah told his servant, he goes, there's more of us than they are them. And what that means is there's more of God's spirit in his spirit world and the things that he puts around us that we do not see. But if we pray to open up our eyes, we're going to realize there's more of us than there are them.
Exactly, exactly. And your powerful service that you have people from all over the world watching, and they're asking for prayer. That day that even I hurt my knee, and I was like, oh my gosh, and I heard you, and you were like, you said everybody prayed for me that day, and it just felt much better. And I just thank God for healing for people, you know. And I noticed something after listening to your program. And you know how my husband has a shoulder problem and he's dealing with, and I said, you need to get over to Beaming Hope tonight to that miracle service. But you know, sometimes you get up and you complain, oh, my knee hurts or this hurts. You got to start thanking God. And now I haven't complained about anything. And I'll get up and say, thank you, God, for my healing for my knee. And thank you. Instead of complaining about the situation and watch sure. What happens.
You know, if God did not, you know, with the first generation of the Israelites could not see the promised land for one reason, they complained. So if we as believers are going to complain, God's never going to show us what he has for us.
Wow.
So I'm not a complaining type person. You know, and we just need to go around and thank God for everything that he does. But when you really read that story, they didn't see the promised land all because of complaining.
Yeah.
10 to 11 day journey took 40 years, and God still supplied that whole 40 years, fed them, no clothes got wore out, and they still complained. And for that, they never seen the promised land. So God will never show you what he has for you if you're going to be the complainer of this, of his word.
Oh, that's very powerful. Very powerful. And where can people watch your service? Can you tell me your social media?
The social media, we're on my personal profile page at Randy Hooper. And then we're also on my branded page called Connecting Your Vision International.
That's amazing. And like I said, it gets me going in the morning to watch you, and I'm up earlier and I have more energy. I can't explain it. When I watch you, I have more energy in the morning.
Well, you know, the anointing is good. You know, it don't really matter. You know, the Bible says Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So it does not matter where you're at. If you just open up your heart to him, he will come no matter where you're at.
You're amazing. You're just amazing. And any words for anybody out there that God's telling you to tell everyone that are on the airwaves?
Well, what I always tell people, and I'm not going to, you know, it's always in the DNA. But, you know, if you put God first in everything that you do, God's going to show up. Because the one thing that God does not want to be, he don't want to be second. And that's why Lucifer got kicked out of heaven, because he tried to be first. So when you put God first in your marriage, you put God first in a relationship, you put God first in your vacation, you put God first in everything that you do, God himself is going to show up first, and he will guide you through everything.
That's beautiful. What a beautiful message for everyone. I want to thank you so much for calling in. I've got to get you here to the station to do an hour special on you. I just
we'll
have
do
to.
That. It'll work out one day.
I can't wait. Thank you, Pastor Hopper. Why is it my saying actually, Hooper?
It's actually Hooper. H-O-O.
There you go. And he's amazing. Please watch him in the morning, and I'll see you soon. And thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome, Dawn. Thank you.
God bless you. Okay, we have another special VIP guest, and is it Mason?
Nathan.
Who?
Nathan.
Oh, Nathan. Hi, Nathan. You're with our big Festival of Miracles.
Yes, absolutely. The band just anchored.
I know. It's amazing. I just want to show you what we're playing on the air. Can we go to that commercial real quick?
Absolutely.
We'll be right back. I'm playing this because this is powerful. You need to be there tonight, 6:45. We'll be right back.
Come receive your miracle. February 27th through March 4th, Festival of Miracles is coming to Largo. Do not come alone. Bring the lost, the sick, the suffering. It's going to be 6 days of signs, wonders, miracles, and healings. Gates open at 6, service starts at 7. It's at Beaming Hope Church, 11000 110th Ave, North Largo, Florida, 33778. Do not forget, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
And we're back. So how long have you been working with the Festival of Miracles?
So I've been on about 2 years, almost 3 years now.
Wow. You know, I came up with an idea, and I didn't know if you got the message last night. I want to start playing some of the major miracles from testimonies on the air, on my miracle stories. And because there's so many, I mean, ears were popping open the other night. People's, their knees, they were just being healed left and right. And more people need to hear about that. Tell us where they can watch all of these miracle stories as well on your network.
Yeah, so, like you said, we're seeing, I mean, crazy miracles. I know a young woman last night, she was mute for like 6 months. The Lord touched her. She was able to speak again.
I heard that. I saw that.
People. But yeah, you want to go to, so you can follow us on Facebook. So if you go to Ankit Rambabu, which is A-N-K-I-T-R-A-M-B-U-B-A, and you can follow us on Facebook. You can go to YouTube. He's on Twitter. And those are our, and Instagram as well. Those are the big platforms. You can follow us at and get connected to Revival.
What a powerful man of God, I'll tell you, and just amazing. I said I told all my friends I'm on a spiritual vacation this week. I'll get back to you in a week. Seriously. tell us, we have a few more minutes left. Tell us what you've enjoyed so much about being with Festival of Miracles.
I love miracles. I love seeing Jesus heal people and the miracle working power of God. You know, the Bible says the same resurrection power that raised Jesus from the dead lives on the inside of us. And miracles are just a proof of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, that he's still alive and well, and he has not changed. So I love seeing God touch his people, especially when children get touched. I know a boy came that was blind in an eye. He was only like 5 years old. The Lord opened his eyes. The mother's crying. The grandmother's crying. I'm crying.
Wow.
So that's why I love following with Evangelist Ankit and doing all these events. I love the miracles.
That's amazing. You know, one of my friends came last night, and she's in a walk, because something has going on with her. And just real quick, I know when Lisa had talked to her, she said, if God didn't heal you now, just wait, because it can happen. Because she said, I wasn't healed the first night. And it's God's timing when that is happening. So I tell people, just, keep believing and keep thanking God for the healing. And, I noticed even when I was standing there, my knees felt much better, and you've prayed over me as well. My situation did a turnaround. I put holy water on my husband's pillow.
amen. But yeah, I mean, that's where we're called to be believers. We continue to believe God's word. And also the Bible, you see people continue to press into God. So, I mean, God does have a timing, but God is waiting for you to get hungry. He just doesn't want to give you a miracle. He wants to grow your faith as well. So as you continue to press into God, there's a story in the Bible that I love. The woman with the issue with blood, she continued to press through the crowd to touch Jesus' garments. So I tell different people every night. I mean, majority of the people are getting healed, but there's certain people that might not get their miracle that night, but they come back the next night, and they keep pressing through the crowd and believing God, and they get their miracle. Because most people, if the doctor tells them, they'll go for years of treatment. They'll take medicine every day for an issue with no problem, no question asked. They don't take a pill, and then it doesn't work, and they start questioning the doctor, and they stop medication. They continue to do what the doctor prescribed. And there's things in the Bible that grows your faith that you need to continue to do to receive your miracle. And that's what we see all week, and that's what we encourage the people to continue to believe God's word and keep taking the medicine and the Holy Spirit, and then you'll get your miracle.
Oh, that's beautiful. And where's your next after this? Because my sister's down in South Florida, and she's like, do they ever come to this way? Is there a schedule that you guys go around?
Absolutely. So actually right after this, we are in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. So that starts March 20th. So March 20th through March 26th is Lancaster, PA. And then we're back in Naples, Florida. So that should be, Naples might be close to your sister.
Very
cool.
That's
May 1st through May 6th.
Wow. Okay. And then everything's up on the website. And we are playing your commercial till the March 4th. And I'm so excited that you called in, because one of my guests was late. He's on the road from Jacksonville, and we're putting him on at 3:30. And I just want to thank you so much and keep it going. And if you can talk to the right person, how I can get some of your clips of your testimonies and start playing them on our station, 3 FM, 3 AM.
Absolutely, yeah, we'll get the audio for you, and we'll start working that offline, okay?
Amazing. God bless you, and keep up the amazing work. We'll see you tonight at beaminghope.org. God bless you.
Looking forward to seeing you tonight. God bless.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. All right, everybody, next up, we have Stand In For News. Stand In For News, and they're comics, and they're amazing, from Russo's. Is that right? did I say it?
Stand Up For News.
Oh, Stand In. Oh, they're not
up,
standing
up.
In, they're up.
Up.
Stand
Thank
Up For News. Gotcha. They're right here next. We'll be right back, and I'll be back at 3:30.